Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and him, Chris Ramsey.
Him on Father's Day of all days.
Oh no, don't tell them that we're recording this on Father's Day.
We are, we're recording this on Father's Day because, you know, Father's Day is a load of bollocks and I've got to work. It was on Mother's Day, she sat on her arse all day and did not.
That's probably, absolute lies.
Probably. Yeah, it's because I'm in London all week doing the one show, so we're doing it on Father's Day.
Leaving
so,
us.
A belated happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, but let's be honest, it's a load of crap anyway. Guys, it's episode 70. As always, thank you so much for listening, subscribing and rating and all of that stuff. Now, without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Now, this week's sponsor, very exciting.
Can't wait.
So
honestly.
Excited that these guys got in touch. We're on a massive rebrand here.
Massive rebrand.
So this product got in touch. Sort of like, remember when National Lottery changed to Lotto? Do you know what I mean? So this is like a cool rebrand that this product's after, right?
So I hope this isn't a real thing that's going to actually offend the company that it
no,
is.
No. You know, so last lottery changed a lot. Southern Comfort changed to SoCo. Although if you ever say that, you should be kicked out of a bar immediately.
I don't remember. Oh, the drink.
Yeah.
Why did I think you meant like a detergent brand? Anyway,
Southern Comfort?
Thought
detergent.
You meant like comfort, but I was like,
oh,
SoCo?
Right. No.
Anyway, yeah, that was a horrific advert.
Yeah.
Horrific.
No one, I don't think anyone ever said, have a SoCo lemonade. What? Southern Comfort. Oh, okay. That's probably how that went every single time.
Yeah.
But this one, coming in from the top here. Mm. You've seen it. You've heard about it. It's brand new. It's renamed. Hey, this week's sponsor is... Got a
your
text.
Unprofessionalism.
Guess who it was?
Who? Not Carl.
Yeah, it was Carl.
My lord.
This week's sponsor is Hot Bread.
Hot bread.
Do you like bread? Do you like hot stuff? Heat that bread up. Hot bread.
This is tragic. I can't believe we've had 70 of these.
Hot bread. Terrible, isn't it? Scraping the barrel. Hot bread. Hey. Warm that bread up, melt some butter on it. Hot bread.
I do like hot bread rather than cold bread.
Want some beans on that hot bread? Get some beans on that. Hey,
hot bread? Beans on hot bread?
Hot bread.
Do you mean toast?
Well, it used to be called toast, now it's called hot bread.
No!
That's
Christopher!
They got in touch!
No, I thought you meant out the oven hot, not toasted in a toaster, you moron.
Well, yeah, well, that's what uncool people used to call it. Now it's called hot bread.
No.
Hey, can I have a full English breakfast? Of course you can. Do you want any hot bread with that? Yes, please. Two slices of hot bread. Hot bread.
No. This is horrific.
Everybody's talking about the hot bread. I knew you'd still join in.
You know I love that song. You know I can't say no to that song.
Hot bread.
Right, okay. Here's the jingle. Shut your face. It's not hot bread. It's called toast.
Hot bread.
Toast is a lovely word.
Oh, back in my day, we called it toast. Not anymore, Grandad. We call it hot bread. Sound of someone leaving on a skateboard.
The jingle. How do you live with yourself with this shit?
It's all the hot bread I eat.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. We're very happy to have you back. You can sit down, you can walk, you can clean your bath, you can do whatever you're doing.
Clean your bath.
A lot of people clean while listening to this.
Okay, that's good.
If you're cleaning right now, listen.
Well done.
You got that shit under control.
Well done.
You know what I mean?
Cleaning up.
Cleaning it all up.
Proud of you.
Leave your troubles at the door. We're here to erase you of your problems and your woes.
Erase you of your problems.
For an hour.
You should have pre-written this because this just erase you of your problems.
Is that not right?
I just want to be erased of my problems. So.
I mean, I would personally love that.
Doctor, doctor, I want to be erased of my problems.
Okay.
Sorry, you're not speaking rubber. English.
Doctor, doctor, feel like a pair of curtains.
No, don't. Well, say, don't. Don't say it. Don't say it. Together. No. Get out. Get out. We are top comedy podcast in the UK regularly, and you've just said you.
Call yourself a comedian.
Oh, God.
Don't know me a good job when it hits you in the a job joke.
Me and my lad, Carl Hutchinson, were discussing this the other day. And I walked up and did it for a laugh, and he got really sad. So this is going to be a new thing whenever I see a comedian. Well, you know, when I see people again. My new thing. As a comic, the worst thing is people telling you jokes. It's the worst thing. It really
what
is.
What do you mean, general Joe public?
Just someone. Telling well, you it's a joke. Told me tax driver or someone. They go, oh, you're a comedian, are you? Yeah, have this one. And you go, oh, no, please don't. Please don't. Because you've already heard it or it's rubbish. It's normally 99 times out of 100 is rubbish.
Yeah.
But I walked up with Carl when we did the stand the other week, and I went there just to see his reaction. I went, one for you, right? Paddy and Murphy, right? And he just like looked at us, and I went, and I just burst out laughing. I was like, I'm joking, but that's the one. If you really want to annoy a comedian, if you meet a comedian after this, when all the things calm down at a sign-in, you know, you go and see someone's gig, you meet them afterwards or whatever, or you see them in a bar or whatever, just go, yeah, Paddy and Murphy, right? And just watch them fucking die inside, and then don't say anything else, obviously, because Paddy and Murphy jokes are the fucking worst.
I like a joke, though.
Yeah, an old joke.
What's wrong
good.
With a joke?
No, an old joke, sorry. I've heard them all.
Not highbrow enough for you now, is it not, Chris?
Sorry. Eh? My podcast is called Shag Married and All. You dare call me highbrow. I've just advertised hot bread. You think this is? Hey, look, I love being insulted, but get the correct insult, lady.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Right, what have you been up to?
I think I've got psoriasis on my foot.
Psoriasis on my foot?
Or just really... Psoriasis runs in my family.
Okay.
Comes out with stress.
Yeah.
I've just got like a patch of dry skin on my foot that I've been picking off.
Okay.
So that's going to be hoovered up on the floor.
Got you.
Just looking at it now.
All right. Have you been up to anything that isn't horrible?
So
horrible and boring.
Just another week of hating my life. You told me to be upbeat for this.
I tried to.
You said stop being miserable and be upbeat. So listen, I'm trying to be upbeat. Why are you bringing up
bastard psoriasis?
Why are you bringing up me week? Because I've had a shit week.
So as everyone knows, I've sort of been avoiding social media and that just because it just gets us down. I had a really strange experience because Twitter can be full of negativity and stuff.
Yeah.
I went on Twitter on Friday night.
Yeah.
Opened up Twitter. Right, I never go on what's trending ever. Right, I just not at the minute anyway. I never do it. And I press the little sort of, you know, the little magnifying glass at the bottom.
Yes.
And I looked at the top two trends. The government dropped UK COVID warning level down one.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
heard
stuff's
about that.
Getting opened up a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie Hopkins banned from Twitter.
Oh.
I went fucking. I literally looked. I went just full house, cash out.
Yeah.
That's like walking into a casino, randomly putting like a quid down on something, winning a grand, and just going. Fucking go home now before you lose that grand.
It's a good day
to be alive.
I cashed out.
I just literally put my phone on silent. I turned it around the other way and I just put it on the table. I went, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I have won Twitter for the day.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant.
One thing with Twitter, which always seems to happen to me, when you go on the trending bit or whatever, it's always like a really famous actor's name and you always think they've died.
Every single time.
But then everyone else, that's why they end up trending. Because something happened and then everyone talks about it and everyone's like, oh, they're dead?
It's irritating when every single trend and top tweet is, oh, they're dead? And you're like, will someone answer it?
No.
It's really irritating.
I know.
Someone sent us on Twitter, someone's made a Shag Married Annoy drinking game.
Yeah, it's extremely impressive. Annoyingly, I didn't get the person's name before I took a screenshot.
No worries.
I'll find it after. So yeah, the smart drinking game.
I retweeted it, so if you want to see it, guys, just go on mine. I literally tweet like three things a week now, so it'll be easy to find.
You'll be able to find it. It'll be right at the top.
I'm not a prolific tweeter these days.
Yeah. So the smart drinking game. So whenever you hear these things, which I'm about to tell you, you take a drink.
Right.
So I'm guessing it's just like a sip of your drink.
I hope so, because looking at it, it's heavy going.
Well, it's not until I read them that I was like, do we really talk about these things that much? So you've got to take a drink when it's a plonkast. We haven't done one of them for a while.
I haven't done a plonkast for a long time.
Chris's sponsor leaves Rosie unimpressed. That's every week.
Every single... No, you've been on board with a couple of them, but not many at all.
I mean, hot bread was...
Brilliant, wasn't
shocking
it? It's fantastic,
this week.
Hot bread.
Terrible.
Cool. You already said it though. You didn't notice you didn't say toast. You said hot bread. It's working.
Oh, damn
the rebrand is working.
You've got us.
Yeah.
You've got us.
That's what I do.
Another one, if either of us sways.
Jesus.
Well,
yeah.
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 Shit the bed. There you go. Mm-hmm. Have a drink. Rosie uses her laptop to add a sound effect.
Thankfully, that hasn't been done for a while either. That's infuriating.
And it says drink two if it annoys Chris. Always.
Great.
Shit or poo is mentioned.
Fantastic.
We haven't done a poo story for a while.
We might have a couple this week.
Oh, have you?
There might be some. Ooh. There might be some.
Sex or anything to do with sex is mentioned.
Yeah.
Well, you know, shagged. It's in the title. Yeah. Barry Beef arrives.
Oh, God.
Haven't seen Barry for a while.
Barry's he's been busy. He's doctor, isn't he? Been busy.
He's so busy. Well, actually, not so much. Yeah. Not as busy anymore because there's not as many cases.
Down, yeah,
so he's just having. I don't think he's having time off because he doesn't really have time off. He's a grafter.
I think he needs a bit of time off. I think he deserves it.
Do you think?
As long as he doesn't come here, I think we're good.
Mm. Rosie asks about what the beefs have said.
Yeah, so that's when you come back and pretend you haven't. Yeah.
Pretend.
Shut up.
Another one. Chris changes his beef to match Rosie's.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called
reacting. It's called thinking on your feet. It's called rolling with it.
Rosie starts singing. Robert is mentioned.
Yeah.
Chris being an only child is mentioned.
Yeah, I get bollocked for that a lot.
Chris speaks about... Rosie speaks about her fun childhood / Chris speaks about his being shit.
I wasn't shit. Sometimes I'll pick up some bits of it being shit, but it wasn't actually
shit. The listener has spoken.
Right, okay, yeah. They've literally made a game about it.
Childhoods are clearly shit.
Sake, man.
This is finish your drink. So this is like down a drink.
Oh, I didn't see this bit. Oh, there's two pages. I only looked at the first one.
Oh, really?
Sums me up.
So finish your drink when Carl or Sandra or Kate is mentioned.
Jesus, Carl got mentioned in the intro this week because he texted us.
Lathered.
Oh, my God.
Robin gets slagged off.
Always.
A beef that's not Barry enters the chat.
Yeah.
Either tells a story that the other hasn't heard.
Brilliant.
An office poll.
Yeah.
Pontins is mentioned. Do I mention Pontins that much?
You're fucking dying out on Pontins.
Wow.
Sick of hearing about it.
Wow.
You'd think having a massive podcast would be better than Pontins, but you still mention Pontins like it was the best thing you ever did.
Really good times. And as well, I used to smoke back then and you could smoke in pubs.
So, why is that?
I used to like smoking.
Is that one of the
pubs?
Moments that you look back on?
Good times.
Gee whiz.
The bungalow is mentioned.
Yeah.
And any reference to other episodes. Well done.
Boom.
Whoever did
it's a very
that.
Good drinking game, but you will be hospitalised if you play that. Hospitalised.
Rat-arsed. Babadoo, 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 ba. You have invented a new coffee for yourself. Do you want to tell everyone about that?
I've invented a new coffee. So I've had a lot of time on my hands on lockdown / I haven't had any time at all because I've been looking after Robin while Rosie sits on her phone.
Wow.
And
really? Grafting, mate. Grafting.
I've invented, right, so it's an Americano, right, so it's a shot of the, someone's going to get in touch and see you haven't invented it, but I have, right, it's a shot of espresso, right, and then it's water as if you're going to have an Americano, so you top
hot
it with water.
Water,
then you put in milk that you've steamed and frothed, but I froth it to halfway between cappuccino and latte on the machine, so it's an Americano, latte, cappuccino, so it's an Americano. Guys.
Do you not
hear
yourself?
As soon as I can go into a cafe again, I'm going to ask for one. I'm going to walk in. I'm going to go, can I get a grande Merlattuccino? And when they go, what? I'm going to go, and I'm going to scoff like they're stupid.
Yeah, good luck with that. Have you ever seen me trying to get a small coffee?
Oh, they come
in the
buckets.
Coffee shops.
It's mad.
Why do we do that in England? We're so shit. You go to France or Spain or Europe in general, all the lovely places in Europe, and you go, can I have a small Americano? Yeah, Italy's the best, actually. Can I have a small Americano? And they'll make you this beautiful, lovely black coffee, dead frothy and just gorgeous. You go to a bloody one of the massive chain ones here, and you're like, can I have a small black coffee, please? Small Americano. And you'll get like a bucket full of hot water.
It comes
with,
like
one shot of coffee. It's the most disgusting thing in the world.
It comes in a small McDonald's cup.
Oh,
they're fucking
rank.
Massive. Sometimes I go, can you fill that halfway? And they look at us like, I'm a crazy person.
I know.
I'm like, I don't want a pint of water with a bit of coffee in it.
Who wants a pint of hot water with a shot of coffee? Like, I'm all right. It's really upsetting. Honestly, it's one of the shittest things in the world. I've stopped going to
them all. We're the weird ones, though. I think we're the weird ones. I think everyone else is like, well, no, I want a big coffee.
I'm the weird one because I'm not getting one of them bloody pumpkin fucking lattes with bloody gingerbread biscuit in and
pumpkin,
about 1,700 sugars.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Minging.
I got a gingerbread one on the way to Strictly once and it was horrible. And I had to, like the paparazzi and that were there taking photos and I took a drink of it and I was like trying to hide how good I was was horrible. And I had to get out with, like, at the other end of the car, I had to get out again and get photographed again with a pint of fucking freezing cold coffee that I hadn't touched. I remember going to the driver going, can I leave this here? And he was like, is it full? I went, yeah. He went, no. I went, right. I had to climb out of the car with all my shit.
To be fair, in its defense, I've never actually tried one before.
The gingerbread one's disgusting.
Okay.
Actually,
there must be something nice about them because everyone raves about them. But I'm
Well, everyone's tastes are different. But I'm telling you now, I don't.
This is
my
thing, right? Yeah. Learn how to make a basic, nice, small black coffee before you go on to the other stuff. I feel like they've missed a level. Right. They've missed a level out in the training. Uh-huh. They're just. I think you must go and work for one of these big coffee chains, and they're like, right, okay, welcome to your first day of training, guys. Here we go. We're gonna make this. It's got 19 ingredients. Blah 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 blah. How do I make a cup of tea? Don't worry about that. Nobody's coming in just for a cup of tea. I feel saddened for the plain coffee.
I'm made to feel like some kind of leper when I go in and ask for a cup of tea in a coffee place. They look as like I'm horrible. I'm like, can I just have an English breakfast tea? They're like, oh, look it! There's another one in! Interestingly, when I did the spin-off show, The Junk...
Oh, sorry. That was on The Drinking Game as well. I forgot that one. Rosie hits her mic.
Great. When I did the spin-off show with The Jungle, there was this really good coffee guy who used to come to the sort of the bit where we sort of got ready and stuff, where our trailers and everything were. This guy came with this massive coffee machine and you had to, he must have been rented in or whatever. And he was an Australian guy, obviously. And whenever you walked over, he was like half take the piss, but whenever you walked over, he'd be like, and welcome to Brownwater Corner. And I was like, that's great. Brownwater Corner. Welcome to Brownwater Corner. What can I get for you today?
And I like that. Like, yeah. Is that because were you the only one drinking tea?
Well, no, I was calling coffee Brownwater, wasn't he? He was calling Brownwater Corner.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah.
Very clever.
Well, you didn't get it. So
no, I didn't get it at all.
Jesus.
I don't like tea.
Wasted!
Wish I did like tea.
When your mum told me that if someone ever gave her a cup of tea, she'd vomit.
Yeah, she likes... Yeah. She's very dramatic like that.
Remember that time your mum... I made you a coffee and I made your mum a coffee at the same time and I put two sweeteners in yours and I gave them to the wrong person and your mum took a mouthful of your coffee and spat it back into the cup.
Yeah, I do.
It's ridiculous. Spat it back into the cup and went, Rosie, this is yours. Oh, thank you.
Cheers, mum. Pre-COVID, thank God. I didn't drink it all the same.
Well, I mean, I had to make another one because she just fucking gargled with it. Back into the cup. She was standing next to the sink.
Heathen. Have we talked? We must have talked about the time when Sandra, when we were on holiday and we had to go to the halfway hotel and Sandra said children were vomiting in the wind.
We must
have talked about that.
I don't know if we've talked about it on here.
So what happened was we were on holiday and we'd stayed in our hotel and then we had a day before we got like kicked out of our hotel and then we had to wait possibly a few hours,
an
overnight
stay.
Middle
of the night flight and you check out at 9.
But we had to wait at a different hotel.
Yeah.
And we got the other hotel and Sandra's like a poor snob. Like she's got no money, she's skinned, but she has really high standards.
Great.
And she is a proper snob. Uh-huh. So we went to this other hotel and obviously it just wasn't as nice as our hotel that we'd been to. So, and we didn't go to really posh hotels when we were kids. So it was probably like, we went to like a 3-star hotel.
So you wouldn't have even cared though.
No. Yeah. And then this one was probably like a 2-star hotel. And we got there and I think the entertainment was on and that's why I was buzzing. But my mum to this day describes it as one of the worst nights of her life. And she says that, you know, it was horrible, it was disgusting, it was dropping to bits, there was cockroaches and all the children were vomiting on the dance floor.
That's the way she described it to me. She described it to me as it was disgusting, it was dropping to bits, there was food everywhere, there was rubbish and everyone was vomiting. That's right. I was like, you want to get out? It sounds like there's a fucking norovirus breakout. You just want to leave?
I think the funny thing is, though, because my mum's always been like that, but it wasn't until I met you that Sandra would start telling a story and you'd go, hang on a minute, this is ridiculous.
It was just like the idea that everyone in this hotel was vomiting, like the end of Guesthouse Paradiso.
Yeah.
Just everyone's just opening the door just wide in the corridor.
I ever seen Problem Child?
No.
Have you not?
I've never seen Problem Child.
Oh, I loved that film when I was a kid. They're on a roller coaster. Uh-huh. Or like the Walter or something at the fair and everyone's just vomiting on each other. That was what the hotel was like. In Sandra's eyes. I don't really remember.
I really, honestly, in a perfect world, one day she'll be going through like a box of shit in our loft or whatever, and she'll come running round our house with a photo and go, "See, I told you." And there'll be a photo of all yous, and just in the background, and there'll just be loads of people just hying up into the pool. I'll get it framed.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So regular listeners will know that we need a log update from last week's log.
Mm-hmm.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Wasn't that bad, was it?
Wasn't that bad.
I was so worried.
Not as bad as what you described.
The man was outside in his van and he opened the back of the van and he was like, "Oh, it's summer's coming, you know. You don't need this many logs." And I was like, "Oh, crap." And he like went to the back of this like massive van with this like pallet truck thing.
Yeah.
And then he came out with it and I thought, that's actually not that bad.
It's not that bad. But I didn't know he said that. That's annoying.
Yeah.
All right then, mate. Give us me money back. Yeah. And you can take them back.
Summer's coming, you know.
Why do people do that? Why do, like... You're buying something and the person you're buying it off slags you off for buying that thing. And you go,
in his defense,
hang
I think
on.
He is the delivery guy, but yeah.
But what? Yeah. So do you want to deliver this product anymore?
But I know
or
for
do you
a want fact,
to not have a job and people not buy it? I hate that.
But I know for a fact if I'd have went, actually, I've got a pizza oven and an outdoor wood-fueled barbecue, he would have went, so I couldn't win, so I just fucking didn't say it.
Oh, nah.
If I said, "Oh, I've got a pizza oven," and he went, "Oh, have you now, lardy da?" And I'm like, "Well, I can't win here, so I'll just let you have that."
Yeah, I love that. Summer's coming. Where do you live? Devon? Because here, mate, it's flipping freezing.
It's fucking, mate, it's still
we
miserable.
Don't have a summer. This is the northeast of England. Our summer lasts for about 4 days.
And we had it at the beginning of lockdown.
Yeah,
now we're back. Now it's autumn again.
What do you want all these for? It's summer. Oh, well, actually, you know what? Me nana eats them and she's on my death's door.
Wood? No. Well, she's on death's door. What's she eating wood for?
I don't think you'd have believed you if you said that. I hope not. I'm just really glad I wasn't there because that pisses me off.
You know what though? You wouldn't have said anything and I know you wouldn't because you'd have said it afterwards. And I just got this in the neck afterwards. And do you know what? It took us 2 hours to move them logs and stack them up next to the front door. I could have done them. It would have took longer if you were whinging on about that guy, so I'm glad you didn't say
it. I know, me too. I just really don't like that. It's like, sometimes when I go to the shops and I'm buying Robin new clothes, because to be fair, he damages his clothes so much.
Yeah.
And I always give them to charity, I give them to Abel and like his mates who are littler than him. But every time I go to the shops and I'm buying new things, the person always says something. And I always end up going, "Oh, he's just had a growth spurt." Where really, I'm just like, "Do you know what? I just want to buy me Ben some clothes. Why are you judging us? Why are you saying, oh, hey, how many kids you got? What you getting?" Like,
yeah,
it's got nothing to do with you. What I buy my Ben away.
Do you know what fucks me off? You know what always fucks me off? Whenever you go anywhere, whenever I go anywhere with a case or a bag, how long you staying? Fucking, this is just me stuff.
I hate it.
Whenever I go to London, I've got a suitcase. I've got to go for one show this week. I've got to take shitloads of different things to wear. Sometimes you turn up and you go, "Oh, I'm wearing this." And they go, "Well, you can't wear that because it's the same colour as the set. Or it'll strobe on the camera. Or Alex is wearing a colour like that." So you go, "Right, fuck." So you've got to take loads of options. I'll turn up anywhere and they go, "Staying for a year, are you?" No, this is just me stuff, you tosser.
I'm going to start making up loads of stories. Next time someone says that, I'm going to start crying. And I'm going, "Actually, I had to leave home.
Yeah.
This is all my worldly belongings.
Actually, me dead husband's in here.
Take him everywhere with us." Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, listener, I've just been told to apologise by Chris because I'm very passive aggressive today. And I do realise, and I do, honestly, I'm not miserable. I'm a very happy person, but just lockdown is getting to us.
Right.
Honestly.
Well, look, it's been lowered to level 3 now.
Fuck, level 3.
It's all right. Don't worry. Right? Why don't you go to the garden? Do you want to go to the garden centre? Do you want to go to the garden centre? Do you want to go to Primark? Hey, what's that? Primark?
I want to go by myself with nobody else.
Without me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
Okay. Deal.
Bye.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh, which one's this?
Hello, Chris. I can't talk long. It's Belinda, love.
Thank God for that. Hello, love.
Hello, are you all right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just ringing dead quick. Chris, basically, babe, I'm just ringing to clear my name.
Right, okay.
I heard how Becky's been on, saying slanderous stuff about us.
Right. Can I first of all just say, how do you guys have some kind of phone that gets immediately through to this podcast and never rings?
It's a direct line,
right,
Chris.
Right, okay, but it never rings. You just seem to appear.
It's just going down the line.
Right, okay.
down the line of the line of the podcast line. I don't know why you're arguing that about, Chris.
Okay, come on.
I'm ringing to clear my name. Right, just happens? That I've been shagging her lad when he's on his bike. And it's not true, Chris.
Okay.
It's not true. He's disgusting, actually.
Right.
He's disgusting.
Really?
He weighs about 50 stone.
Right.
Wow, he's got nay hair.
Right.
He's vile. I'm surprised he even gets on a bloody bike.
Right, okay. Must be a strong bike for him.
Oh, honestly, yeah. Shocking.
Right, okay then.
Yeah, shocking.
Right. Fair
just
enough.
Just really busy, Chris, so I can't stay for long, but right. I just wanted to say, all right, just clearing my name.
Okay then.
Getting it sorted.
Very nice.
Oh, hang on. Someone's coming down the drive.
Jesus Christ.
Someone coming down my gravel drive in a car.
You got gravel, very nice.
Who is it?
Jesus. She's got a laptop on her shoulder like a fucking violin.
Oh shit, it's our Barry. Chris, I'm going to have to go. Barry's here. Ma! Ma, come to the door! But I'll be 1 minute, Barry. Chris, listen to me now and listen good. There's £5 million under my mattress in Spanish Pesetas. You look after yourself, right? Ma, better get in the door now! I've got Becky in the car. Chris, I've got to go, please. Just pray for us, Chris.
Oh. That was painful.
What is going on at that house?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was dramatic.
Why is she so frightened of Barry turning up with Becky?
Well, I'm guessing it's because of what's been going on with
right.
her lad.
Right, okay, yeah.
50 stone.
Right, 50 stone. Slagged off bald people as well, that's not nice.
50 stone and bald. Not a good combination.
50 stone?
£5 million 50. Pound. Did she say 5 million or did she say five?
She said 5 million. In Spanish
Pesetas. Spanish Pesetas.
Yeah, which was, that was out of left field, I'll be honest with you. That was very good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hope she's okay.
Just when I thought lockdown couldn't get worse.
I just don't know why they ring us.
Shut up, man, will you? It's you holding the laptop on your shoulder. It's so pathetic.
Not being funny.
Like a fucking accordion.
That took so long. YouTube really let me down there.
Gravel drive. Oh, hey man, you want shot. Right, what's your beef?
It's actually not that bad, this beef.
Okay, come on
this
then.
Week, but it's been happening for a long, long time.
All right.
You will not let me watch. When we're watching a programme, so like a series,
mm-hmm.
I really enjoy watching the next week.
Nah.
You won't let Can't me watch it. It and it really upsets us because... Nah. Why? But what's wrong with watching the next week on such and
such?
Because I don't want to
know.
Just watching the little clips. It doesn't tell you the whole programme.
It gives some stuff away and I don't want to know.
It absolutely does not.
And can I just say, you sometimes want to do it when we're binging something and we're about to watch the next episode anyway.
But I just like to know what's going on.
So we've got them like stacked up. You know, it's only 8 o'clock at night or whatever. We've got all night. We've watched episode 3. We're about to watch episode 4. But at the end of episode 3, you want to watch the coming on episode 4.
Yeah.
Seconds before we watch episode 4, you fucking lunatic.
I don't see this. That's something. Someone would dissect this.
Right.
Something more to this.
Yeah. You just want to know too much. You're a control freak. You want to know too much.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't
know
think that's...
too much.
You know too much.
That's, guys, if you don't, I can't even explain that reference. A comedian called Pablo Francisco years ago did the thing.
Very
just
funny.
Watch it. Yeah.
That was quite tame, so be gentle.
Okay. No. my beef with you this week, mm-hmm. and it was shocking, and it was hurtful, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously I've, you know, during lockdown, you know, I've become a bike guy, right? I'm on my bike quite a lot.
Why do you mention
this? I'm not eating service station food and sandwiches and stuff. I think I've mentioned this. I'm not eating loads of fast food on the go anymore.
Eating a Casa del Rosie's every day.
Beautiful. My beautiful and talented wife is making fantastic
mm-hmm.
food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out on my bike. I'm getting sunshine. I'm getting fresh air.
Yeah.
Right? For the first time, probably since I was a student, I'm well rested.
Mm-hmm. You haven't got bags.
I haven't got bags under my eyes. I've had a bit of time. I don't like lockdown at all. I haven't liked it one bit the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
I've been miserable, but physically, I'm a little bit better than I was.
Mm-hmm.
You were sat in my office with me the other day. Mm-hmm. You turned and looked at a photo, an old photo of me and you. You picked it up and you said, "It's not fair. I was always prettier than you." And you showed us the photo and you went, "I want to go back to that." And it's a photo where you look gorgeous and I had bags under my eyes and I had my long hair and I was sitting in the back and you went, "Look at that." You went, "You've lost weight and you look good." And that's not fair. And I thought, you know what? You piece of shit.
I forgot about that. No, I fully stand behind everything I said there. Yeah, because ladies and gentlemen, if you listening now, you should always marry down. I'm married down slightly.
That's bullshit.
But now you've gone up and I've gone down. Ridiculous. So it's upsetting us. I was always bonnier than you.
Bonnie means pretty for anyone pretty. Off in the northeast.
And then you are getting better with age.
Yeah.
All the time. This is the best you've ever looked in your life.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm not happy about it.
Bike guy. Hashtag bike guy.
I look the worst I've ever looked in my life right now.
Not ever, but yeah.
No, I do. I was lovely when we met.
Right.
But I can't believe you brought this up.
You're waiting for a compliment.
Thought this was
You're waiting for a... I love that one. I was lovely when we met, and then she just looked at us, and I just no-sold it. I did that thing Louis Theroux does when he's asked a question, he just sits quietly.
A salesman just like, no. Yeah.
Listen, stop it. You're beautiful, right? Pack it in. That's the last time I'm telling you, because I didn't want to tell you anymore.
Thank you.
But you know, you're all right.
Well, right? It's gone from beautiful to all
right. Look, you're great. Passable, right? You need dog's dinner.
So are you when we're married.
Fucking enjoy having a bit of eye candy on your arm, will you? Yeah?
I've got nowhere to show you off.
Ah, good point.
Can't even take you out for a nice
meal.
Go
on, okay, let's walk down to the shed and you can show everyone how lush your husband is.
Look at my lad.
I'm joking. I don't think I know you. I'm just doing it for the joke. I've never seen it.
He does. Look at him. He does.
Vomit. I'm going to that hotel to vomit. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
From the public. Public.
Public. Oh, that was good. That's a good one, huh? As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shagmaridanoid@gmail.com. Honestly, just, I know I say it every week, but it blows me away how much great stuff you send us. We haven't even, what's the word? Cracked the surface?
Scraped the surface.
We haven't even scraped the surface on the stuff we've got. There's 17,000 emails in there. And I know most of you listening don't email in. You don't even do it. So it's great. Thank you so, so much. Shagmaridanoid@gmail.com. Please keep sending stuff. I just love reading it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we've got the first one to come here, right?
Ooh.
This is one of the most Shagmaridanoid emails.
Okay.
I think ever. You know when someone just... This person, it's short, it's sweet, it's lovely. Mm. Someone just... They just know the brand. They just know who they're emailing here.
Right.
They know who they're talking to, right? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm a bit scared.
Hey, guys. Listening to episode 69, and you got the question about sharing a towel or a toothbrush or not changing your bed for 6 months. Yes, mm-hmm. We did. That was from Scott Bennett and Gemma Bennett. I once dated a guy and stayed at his house after a night out.
Mm.
I didn't have my toothbrush because it was an impromptu stopover.
Okay.
He offered me, without batting an eyelid, if I wanted to use his guest toothbrush. Oh. The toothbrush he let anyone who stayed at his flat use.
Awful. That's awful. Just the communal toothbrush.
He did not understand why I was disgusted and didn't see anything wrong with this. I declined and just used my finger and some toothpaste. However, some people have obviously accepted this offer and used a communal toothbrush.
Why would you do that?
The guest toothbrush! That's the worst thing ever.
How many guests does he have?
The guest toothbrush? What's wrong with him?
I'm just trying... That it doesn't surprise us that much.
It's... Do you know what it is? It's something that... sounds like it should be acceptable, but the minute you think about it for more than a second, you're like,
really
actually,
not.
No, that's the worst thing ever.
It's really not. It's not like the guest towel, is it? That you
can
that
wash.
You can wash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
the guest
grim.
Toothbrush.
That is grim. Oh, great, yeah. But how long would he have that for? Because just say over like 10 years, he's only had 10 guests.
Yeah.
Would you just keep that one? Because it's only been used 10 times.
Well, I mean,
so
10
you
times.
Just keep that one.
That's still a new toothbrush, Rosie.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Yeah. I just remembered a story.
Ooh.
When I was younger, I don't know if I've told you this, when I was younger, and I lived at my mum and dad's house still, there was one morning, my dad got up really early to go to work. I think it was something to do with the van was getting fixed and he had to drop the van off before going to work or something like that. He got really, really early. And I remember I was sitting at the kitchen table on the night time and my dad came in and my mum said, because she just notices things, she's like me, she just notices stuff. My mum said to my dad, you... went downstairs without brushing your teeth this morning. Did you not brush your teeth? Have you not brushed your teeth all day? And my dad went, oh no, there's a toothbrush. I came down, I forgot, and there's a toothbrush I spotted under the sink in the bathroom.
Don't.
So I just used that. And my mum went, oh, Bill! She went, I used that to clean the toilet.
Oh my God.
And she used, you know the under bit? The rim. She used that to clean under the rim. It's the one she uses all the time. And he went, that makes, he just laughed because he doesn't care. He went, that makes sense. He said, because he was eating his dinner and something at the back of his mouth hurt. And he put his hand in his mouth and he pulled one of the bristles from the back of his wisdom tooth.
Oh, your dad.
I just remembered that story. Word. It's the worst, isn't it?
Your dad is poster boy for like the 50s. Just honestly. Pitt Village 50s kid. Any though. The stories. Like, that wouldn't have even bothered him at all. Like,
nah, he was. I remember he just laughed his head off.
That's hilarious. I'm also, your mum uses a toothbrush to clean the toilet.
She used to. How are you, man? I went round the other day.
Love that.
So my Hoover broke. And do you know what? I'm going to actually give them a shout out. We've got a Dyson, right? They're not paying us to do this. If you get a Dyson, just go, it's so boring and so house husbandy, and you can tell I've been in lockdown. Do the warranty. Mm-hmm. I phoned up, it broke. I snapped it myself. Mm-hmm. I was doing it too hard. I caught it on a door frame. I snapped the end off. I phoned them. I went, it snapped. They went, yeah, we'll send it. And they just sent a new part.
Yeah.
For note, like they were sending us a, you know, when you phone up and you want a sofa and they go, we'll send you the little colour book and you just get that little shitty fabric.
Yeah.
Sent us it for fuck all. I was buzzing. Anyway, I told my mum about it. Mm-hmm. And she went, which bit broke? And I went, oh, I'll show you. And I went into a cupboard to get the Hoover where it's on the little cupboard thing, right, on the charger. And I went in, I picked the Hoover and there was no attachment on the end. And I went, Where's your attachment? Where's the end? And she went, oh, I keep them in here. And she walked through to another room and went into a cupboard and got a shoebox out of the cupboard.
No.
And all of her attachments for the Hoover were in that shoebox. And I went, so why? Organized. I went, why is that there? And she went, well, because when I go upstairs, I take the Hoover and I take this box and I've got all the attachments upstairs with us.
Isn't she wonderful?
I went, so I went, you go upstairs to use the Hoover. You take that box of the attachments and you put the Hoover down and then you open that box and you assemble it like a fucking sniper in a movie. Do you know what I mean?
Just love it. Your mum must look she down couldn't on me so much.
She didn't understand why I thought it was weird. I was like, that's really, she was like, you're horrible to me. What's the matter? I went, it's just really weird that you just keep them all in that little box in
she's
a separate
bit. But she's fab like that, though. She's really organised. She just loves her little bits and stuff.
But it was just, right, it was like the Hoover was in one bit and the attachments in the other. Like, you know when you say, in America, when they say you've got a gun, you keep the gun one place and the bullets in the other place so that the kids can't shoot themselves.
Yeah, why didn't she keep them together?
Because she's fucking, I don't know.
How many attachments she got?
Oh, she's got all the attachments, like.
She got the same Hoover as us?
Yeah, but she's got all the attachments.
Where's our attachments?
They're in a box right next to the Hoover, and I never use them. And I only got them out when I smashed the end of it.
So she'll use like all the little attachments, like upstairs and everything. She will literally
go, this carpet's a little bit deeper than that last room. Different attachments.
I wish I had the time. Do you think your mum looks at me like a bit of shit? Do you think when we got married, was your mum like, hey, what's he married? Like, I know she loves us and I love her, but do you think there is a bit of her that's like,
I don't know.
What a scumbag?
I don't think so. Probably.
I think there is a little
probably.
Bit. Probably. There will
and
be.
Do you know what?
Bit.
She's well within her rights to think that.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Right, Rosie, Got a complaint email here.
What? Oh, well, okay, have we? Really?
Got a complaint email.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, no, I don't like complaints.
Hi. First of all, may I start by saying I love your podcast.
Oh, that's so, no. So here it comes. Yeah. Sugar coated bitch, come on.
I'm a relatively new listener after deciding to preserve my sanity and basically save the lives of those I live with by going on long walks every evening by myself. Mm. A friend recommended I give you a listen, and as long as I don't mind looking like a right knack, I laugh at myself while pounding the pavements of my town. I listen. Happy days.
Where's the complaint?
My request is, and we always get weird requests for weird stuff of people not liking certain things and being very pernickety with things.
Change your accent.
No, but we get stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm
expecting. Don't talk too fast. Don't shout. Mm-hmm. Move away from the mic. Don't shout away from the mic. Mm-hmm. You get all. Everyone's a fucking critic.
Yeah.
My request is, can I ask you please not to clap on your podcast?
Why?
Now, I read that and I was annoyed. I was instantly pissed off. Then I read a reason and it's, well, just listen. A strange one, and to be honest, I don't do it often, but I'm not sure if you're aware what it sounds like when played through your headphones, or maybe it's just me. So now I'm thinking it hurts her ears, she's got sensitive ears, she doesn't like the noise, mm-hmm. whatever. Let me explain. I have an 11-year-old son. He has recently discovered that his balls make a noise if he wiggles backwards and forwards hard enough.
Oh, no.
Of course, it's the noise of them slapping off his butt which makes it even more hilarious. I have warned him that it will end up with bollocks around his ankles if it continues, but this seems to add to the hilarity. The sound he makes is exactly the sound you both make when you clap on the podcast.
That is horrible.
Mate, we're so sorry. Like, we're so sorry. I've become accustomed to him randomly creating this noise at every opportunity in the house during lockdown, and his 15-year-old sister has accepted that he will interrupt her virtual nights out with the girls to share his talent. I love him. He just runs in and shakes back and forwards, and his balls slap
How
off his arse and make
balls
this noise.
At 11?
He's Dean Irish by the sounds of things like
that. Wow, he's an early developer.
However, I am working from home and regularly hold video calls with others in my company. When sharing my screen in a budget meeting, everyone was probably asleep at this point, my son snuck up behind me and began playing his ball butt tune. Thankfully, nobody could see him, however. This, I think, was made worse by the sound was obviously heard by others in my call. Lots of questions about the noise and what it could have been. I stupidly ignored it and pretended I hadn't heard the noise, and I tried to bring some professionalism back to the call. If anyone has a filthy mind, I think they may have put two and two together. I fucking guarantee you they didn't. There's no one in the world who's, like, coming off that Zoom call and ringing up and going, do you think that was Brenda's 11-year-old son slapping his balls off his arse? I think it was, yeah.
Oh, do you know what's awful? Like, we've got one of them that's going to be 11 one day. And yeah. Robin will be all over that. Don't ever tell him about that.
Nah. I didn't know it was a thing. It sounds like it hurts. That'll hurt that kid. I don't know.
I don't. But I'll say it Rosie, again. I think how big are his balls?
Well, I think he's suffering for his art.
I think he needs to go to the doctors.
Listen, we've already clapped once in this podcast. I'm really sorry. Let's try not. Just for you, I can't do it forever. We can't do it forever. But just for you, mate, right? I'm not going to say your name, obviously. I'm going to keep you. Anonymous, we'll try not to clap for the rest of the podcast.
I was going to do a clap for that.
So everyone
can imagine.
Do you know
the
what?
Balls.
I think she knows what it sounds like.
Okay. Sorry.
If you want to hear the clap, we did it earlier on.
Okay.
Good.
Fair enough. Speaking of balls.
Yeah.
I remember.
Wow. Speaking of balls.
I remember.
Is there any other podcast in the world where the segue is? Speaking of balls.
Possibly. But. Probably Peter Crouch.
I don't think they ever say speaking of balls.
It's about football though, isn't it? When we were younger, we were staying in a caravan and my brother had a really bad balls for some reason. And
sorry.
All I remember. No, he had something wrong with his balls.
You just said. And my brother had a really bad balls.
No, but just one of them was bad. I think he was only 3 or 4, but all I remember is that he had to do a handstand for ages to try to sink his ball back. I don't know what happened.
Sorry.
I'm going to have to ask my mum.
No, he had to do a handstand.
He had to do a handstand. We were in a caravan and he was crying and that, and my mum had him do a handstand. My mum and dad were like holding him up doing a handstand with no clothes on. And I think his ball was like going back into place. He was in pain. I think that had taken the doctors after
Goodness
that.
Me. He might have had tangled balls. You can get that.
That might have been what it was.
Because you know, they're not just in that bag, just sitting there. They're connected with the tubes to the back, and they can tangle.
That might have been what it was. Yeah. Well, my mum was a nurse, wasn't she? So she knew
well,
she
it doesn't
doing.
Sound like it. If her answer was, do a handstand naked.
He was always naked, Kev.
Imagine you go to the doctors. Naked. Imagine you go to the doctors. Oh, yeah, yeah. Do a naked handstand twice a day. Thank you, doctor. I shall report you on the way out. No problem.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. In a sleepy haze one night, I rolled over in bed and felt something down at my feet. Being ever so tired and sleepy, I couldn't be bothered to sit up and check. So thinking it was a sock or something that had got caught up in the sheets, I proceeded to use my feet to navigate this mystery item up to the top of the bed so that I could inspect it further. It was a bit warmer and harder than I thought a sock would be, but I carried on anyways. What's the worst it could be, eh? Upon using my feet to pass the item up to my hands, I realised to my horror that it was not a sock at all, but a hard, hot piece of dog poo.
Oh my word.
My dog had pooed himself in his sleep in the middle of the night, he was blissfully unaware, and I had transported it from the bottom of the bed to the top of the bed, using my feet. Safe to say, the dog wasn't allowed to sleep in my bed ever again.
My God. Another reason... Why we are not getting a dog.
I should stop reading these out. I should stop reading these to you because I don't think we're ever going to get a dog.
How do you think it's a sock? How do you mistake a bit of dog poo for a sock? How do you not smell it?
How hard and crusty do you let your socks get is my question.
Vile. I told you about that time when I stayed at a friend's house, an old friend's house years ago, and the cat, I was sleeping downstairs in the living room on the sofa. A cat did a poo in the litter tray on the upstairs landing and it woke me up. At 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'm sorry, if she can't smell that at the bottom of her bed, then she, again, go to the doctor because there's something wrong with your nose. If you can't smell a dog's dump in your bed, then what the hell else is in your bed? Who are you sharing your bed with? If you cannot smell your dog has had a poo in your bed, that's vile.
Well, that's that dealt with.
I'm sorry, what? It's the way people... message it in going, isn't that? And you go, actually, no, that's really disgusting, actually. It's funny, but it's vile. And if you told me that in real life, I'd go, oh, I think less of you now. I do.
Well, we will keep anonymous, but we both think less of you now. Well done.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hiya, Chris and Rosie. Have an embarrassing story for you. Happened to my friend. So my friend went to the doctors in Spain while she was working as a dancer on a cruise ship. She had an appointment
sexy.
To get her... sexy. No. Great. She had an appointment to get her travel vaccinations.
I was never tall enough for them. I was always gutted.
You weren't... That's... That... We haven't told people that. You weren't tall enough to go and get a job on a cruise ship, were you?
No, I went for a few of them and they were like, no, you're not tall enough because you basically... You have to be able to fit into the costumes. I was about 3 inches too short. I don't actually know if that this was this is like 11 year ago that I was going for them. I don't think they're allowed to do that anymore.
Really?
Well, yeah, because it's like sizist, isn't it? Basically, I used to go and they'd be like, sorry, no, it's a no. And I'd be like, oh, any feedback? Because you used to, you know, when you didn't get an audition, you'd ask for feedback.
Oh, I hate that so
much. I know,
much.
So do I. Like, nah. Honestly, tell us why I'm shit. Please tell me why I'm shit.
Oh.
And I got told a couple of times, it's just you're not tall enough.
Oh,
it's like cabin crew all over again.
Yeah, not tall enough to reach your overhead bins.
But at least there's actually a reason for that, cabin crew.
Yeah, this is just we're not buying you your own costume.
Yeah, you're wearing last year's costume and you're too short and fat.
By the way, here's your communal toothbrush.
Welcome aboard.
Did I ever tell you about it? So I used to have a routine where I remember when I first watched Take Me Out, the Paddy McGuinness thing.
Yeah.
And I used to have a routine about that because for me, my idea of a nightmare would be coming down that lift and standing there and they always do like a daft little dance or something and then all the women just boo, 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 they all turn their lights off. And the worst bit of the show is when Paddy goes, oh, you know, half the lights have gone off. I'll go and ask them why. Whoa, whoa. Just fucking leave them. I don't want to know. Jesus Christ.
So true.
Do you know what I mean?
Why do you find this man repulsive?
Why, when you saw this man for a split second, did you immediately plunge yourself into darkness so he couldn't look at you?
Oh my gosh, speaking of Take Me Out, my friend Jojo was on Take Me Out years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't think she ever press the button for anyone.
No, she was desperate, wasn't she?
No, desperate Georgia. So I don't think she was desperate. I just think she's too nice. She's actually a really, really lovely person. I don't think she ever wanted to be like, you're vile. So she just said yes to all of them. It became like a running joke.
And she didn't get a date, did she, bless her?
I don't think she got a date in the end. She was on there for ages. Oh, Giorgio. And she's bloody lovely.
Oh, God.
She's too good for it.
So someone's got the daughters in Spain. They're getting their
They're
getting the vaccinations. Uh-huh. So I'm assuming they must have went out and met the cruise ship at Spain. Otherwise, you get your vaccinations at home. So they must have went and met it somewhere.
Must be going somewhere exciting.
Or must be changing ships and going to somewhere. Mm, okay. Yeah.
Just so you're all aware as well, this dancer, she'll be over 5'4", and she'll probably be size 8 to 10.
Got you.
That was the criteria.
Venomous the way you said that.
Just
jealous.
Just want you to know.
Very jealous.
Just getting an image in. I'm very giving jealous. The full. We've wrote a book now. I know how to describe things better.
Good.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was a bit of a language barrier already, but after filling out some forms, the doctor slapped his thighs while sitting in front of her as if to say, right, okay, let's get this done. But having not had travel vaccinations before, she took his thigh slapping as a signal to sit on his lap.
No! No!
So he's done, you know, when you go, right, and you give it the slap, when so he must have done it. And then, so I've seen doctors do it, the slap, and then they look around the table for something.
Yeah.
So she sat in his lap. I don't know what she was thinking, but without hesitation, as a full grown woman, she sat on the doctor's knee. It makes me crease to think about the doctor's face. I don't know how they both managed to keep a straight face to finish the appointment.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Unreal, that, isn't it?
Reminds me of another story with my brother.
Oh, well then.
This is like the Kevin Winter podcast today.
Naked headstand?
Not a naked headstand.
Mom, I've got a bad knee. Naked cartwheel, son.
This time is the time when we were in the car and my brother was sat in his baby seat in the back. He was only two. And my auntie had a big Labrador?
Yeah.
She had a Labrador called Jack.
Yeah.
My mum had gone to run up to me nana's up the front path.
Yeah.
Jack had bolted out the front door and my mum had left the car door open and he went and sat on Kev's knee. Just sat there. Didn't move. And Kev was like, help! He just had a massive Labrador sat on top of him. Very funny.
In a child's seat. Bless him. Was he scared?
No, because Jack was lush. Mm. But it was a bit, you know, he's heavy. And Kev was only like two. He had no luck, my Kev, bless him.
Bless
his probably heart. What happened to his ball.
Dog, Labrador crushed his ball. Naked headstand.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Got a question for you here, Chris.
How are you then?
Hello, Rosie and Chris. I'm sat on my lockdown sofa, just a normal sofa, but it feels all claustrophobic since we've been sat here for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I know that feeling. I'm mm-hmm. after new ones because I'm sick of looking at mine that I have already.
You're always after a new sofa.
Well, yeah. Hubby's doing work on the laptop while I enjoy the quiet after both kids are in bed until the same old query rears its ugly head and we are having a gated debate about a particular word and its meaning. I was hoping you could shed some light on it and maybe we can get an answer. No office polls available, though, unfortunately, but we can have one. Us, okay. So here's my question. How many does the word several refer to? My husband says more than three, but I have always felt it should mean six or seven. I've decided to elaborate, so bear with me, right? Nice. Okay. So a couple is two. Do you agree?
Yes.
A few is three or four.
Yes, weirdly, I would agree with that. I did that in my head just there.
Yeah. A handful is five.
Fingers, five, right. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, several would be six plus.
Yes.
Yes, surely. Yeah?
Yes.
Right.
Although, who's fucking saying several? That's my main problem. Don't say several.
I think I say several.
No, you do. There's no way you say
how
several.
How many drinks did you have last night, Rosie? I had several.
Well, we know, arseholes say several. Arseholes who are hungover. Oh, definitely had. Oh, I might have had several martinis last night. That's what tossers say.
Do you think?
Yeah.
So, well, should just say, you wouldn't say, I knew Dave for several years if you'd only known him three. You'd say, I've known him a few.
That's really good.
Who do you think is right and who needs their life reassessing?
So, who thinks what?
He thinks, her husband thinks several's like three.
Nah, he's
and
wrong.
And she thinks it's, yeah.
She's not definitely right, but she's more right than him.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
That's office poll.
Bang.
You've got two here on your side.
Sorted.
And that's from, oh, hang on. That's from Lucy.
Thanks, Lucy.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I really related to this story.
Come on then.
If you want to hear it. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I have a story that as soon as I heard it, I thought of you, Rosie, and just had to send it in.
Well, just obviously done right if you're relating to
it. Yeah. My brother has a pet bearded dragon called George. Why?
Oh, I don't know. People who keep snakes and lizards and fucking spiders.
Robin was asking for one the other day.
And he's not getting one.
Oh, no. I can't be living in the same house.
I would take a dog that shat in the bed every night over a snake or a lizard.
Me too.
Sorry and all that. I was going to say no offence to people who want snakes and lizards. Offence to you. Offence to you.
Just different strokes for different
folks. Well, I'm allowed
folks.
To find it strange. Find it weird.
Well, anyway, he's had George, the dragon. He had this dragon for about 5 years now and he absolutely loves him.
Mm.
Okay, little George. Over the last week, George started to show signs of not being well.
Oh.
His colourful complexion, which is usually orange, turned black.
Oh, no.
He refused to eat anything and he hadn't had a poo for about a week.
Oh, George.
Poor George.
As much as I don't like them, I don't want any harm.
You don't want them to be poorly,
do you? No.
We were all very concerned about him, so after doing some research, my brother ordered a new set of UV lights, etc., which totaled up to £130.
Goodness.
Bloody hell. Expensive little dragon.
Yeah, yeah.
He also had a video appointment with an exotic vet who agreed he wasn't well, and so booked in a personal appointment, which they took George to the next morning.
Oh, okay.
This is pre-lockdown.
Pre-lockdown, right. Even though they did the video call first, that's still good.
It is quite good, but I mean, I'll be raging if people can take their dragons to an exotic vet, but we can't take our little boy to get his eye
to
looked
the opticians,
at.
Yeah.
I will be writing a letter to Boris
right,
tomorrow if this is the crack. I think this is pre-COVID. I got this a while ago.
Okay then, okay.
I'll be livid, Chris, don't even. Anyway, so at this appointment, after an x-ray and an examination, it turns out George is in fact actually a girl.
Oh, right. But what's happened to George?
Well, she was ill due to the fact she had an egg developing in her ovary. So basically, she was due on her period.
Wow. But how long had he had her? Why'd she only have one period? Eh? What's happening?
Because she's a lucky little dragon. That's what she is. Says here. So George was sent home with some medicine.
Georgina.
And is now Georgina. Apologies, Georgina. And she's now on the mend with the vet bill totalling up to £134.
Goodness me.
That's an expensive period.
Goodness me.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. So after Georgina basically pretended to die, my brother spent £264 on him.
Heavens.
Slash her. He is actually a she and is just due on her period. What an absolute drama queen. But I salute her. Every girl knows the pain. And the question is, this is from Stella, by the way. My question to Rosie is, what's the most dramatic thing you have done whilst being due on?
Oh, ooh, God, how long have you got?
That is a good question. I don't know. Probably the most dramatic thing, which I do quite regularly, is when I'm in the shower, I imagine people's funerals and I have a really good cry.
That is awful.
No, I do. Family,
who's
friends, all of them.
Do you practice cry for people's funerals?
I don't practice cry. I just have a really good cry. I've done it with you a lot.
So yeah, nah, I don't find, no, that's really strange.
So only when I'm due on.
So why do you, so you have to protect, you have to, so imagining the funeral is the way to get yourself to cry.
No, so basically what's happening is I'm in the shower and it's like the day of the funeral.
Right.
And I'm having a shower, but I'm in the death zone. So whoever I'm thinking about has died.
Right.
And I'm just crying my eyes out.
That's so weird.
I know. I can't help it. I don't know whether it's part a little bit of an actress in us.
Right.
And a little bit of drama and the and hormones. It's all kind of comes into one.
That's the darkest shit.
I do just imagine that's very, people who are very, this is, I'm talking, you've been there.
Jesus!
It's horrible, Chris. I've really cried. Do you never see me after the shower sometimes and I'm really upset?
Oh, I thought it was just water.
No.
I've got soap in your eye.
Tears.
Oh,
obviously when I get out I have to, you know, normal, everything's so fine, but I do that quite a lot. I hope other people do that.
No, 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 I don't think anyone else does that.
I think
I think that's just you. Jesus.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi Rosie and Chris, I have a story about my mum. Thankfully she doesn't listen to the podcast. She'd be fuming if she heard I'd sent this in. Oh, My mum was born in the 1960s in a hospital in Dublin. My nan and granddad lived in a small town about 40 minutes away from the hospital. There was another family who lived on the same road as them who had a baby girl in the same hospital a few days after my mum was born. Both baby girls were given the same first name. I won't say the real name, but let's pretend they were called Mary.
Got you.
My nan stayed in the hospital for a week and was sent home. The doctors told my nan they had decided to keep my mum in longer and she was kept in hospital for another 3 weeks.
Mm.
Oh, so baby's in hospital.
Right.
The mum's gone home.
Right. Okay.
The other lady had her baby, Mary, were discharged after a week and they went home.
Right.
So the other lady who lives in the streets
had
her baby
with her kid, and she's gone home. The baby of hers has left the mum.
Yeah.
The mum's left her baby in for 3 weeks.
It's the 60s, babes. Like,
didn't give a fuck, did they?
Just, well, it was just different then. You just had to do different things.
The baby won a free holiday.
Be quite nice. Right. When my mum was discharged, she was brought home in an ambulance. My nan and granddad didn't have a car at the time. The ambulance brought my mum home, but they brought her up to the other house, to the other couple on the road, who had the other baby Mary at the same time. They knocked on the door and said they had brought home baby Mary. The other lady explained this wasn't her baby Mary and that this baby Mary belonged to the woman down the road, my nan.
Wow.
So the ambulance brought my mum down to my nan and granddad's house and explained how they had gotten confused with the two Marys from the same area. This was all fine, and my nan and granddad were just glad to have their baby Mary home. My brothers and I are convinced, though, that the hospital staff had it right and picked baby Mary up, looked at her details and brought her to the right home, and that the other couple had been given the wrong baby Mary to bring home in the first place.
Jesus!
I say, who knows? This gets brought up a good bit at family get-togethers, and it's usually brushed off that we're just trying to make a big deal out of nothing and the whole situation wasn't as dramatic as we're making out. My question is, have you any stories of your family that are brought up now and again that possibly aren't true, but everyone just loves telling stories over and over again?
Jesus.
That is so interesting though, isn't it?
So it could be the wrong...
They
never had a DNA test?
Well, no, I don't think so. They could have been bringing up the wrong kids.
The wrong Mary.
Because why would the ambulance have gone to the other house?
I don't know. So they must... Oh.
I couldn't rest.
Nah. That would eat away at you. You couldn't just push that away. I would have to get a test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. It made me think about something though.
What?
I don't know if I've talked about this on here, but my granddad, who's passed away now, Jimmy, granddad Jimmy, absolutely love him. You never met him, did you?
No.
Oh, he's lush. But anyway, whenever we went on holiday, all the locals would like speak to him in Spanish or whatever because he just looked Spanish.
Yeah,
it's very
yeah.
strange. Anyway.
Dark hair, dark skin, yeah.
Yeah. So we were always thinking, I was like, get in. Bit of Spanish in us. Like, I just found it dead exciting. I was like, olé. Like, always thought. just interesting. Do you know what I mean?
I just think
it's really interesting. So I've always told everyone that I've met. A few months ago, my sister, Kate, got a DNA test done for our birthday.
Yes.
For husband. Turns out... Absolutely no Spanish.
No, not at all. Nothing? What
Nada.
Is she?
We are... Oh, it's so boring. I hate it.
I mean,
so
your dad is the whitest man on the planet.
Well, I know, but we thought there was an interesting story there because it's winter, so we were like, oh, that sounds a bit German.
Right.
Thought I might have had a bit German in me.
Yeah.
Nout. Honestly, we're like, I think we are 50% like English,
boo!
A bit of Scottish, a bit of Welsh. And a tiny bit of Irish.
Excellent.
Shit. Utter shit. Honestly, I was gutted. When Kate told me, and then I said...
Honestly,
that,
genuinely think that your dad is so white, he just drowned it all out.
Yeah.
It's all just been drowned out by your dad's whiteness.
Gutted I was.
Your dad's like a chalky. He went on my stag do and everyone just used to laugh. He was wearing like a coat and long trousers and a hat around the pool.
He burns
and that.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just, honestly, I was good. Me and Kate were very, very disappointed. I even offered to get one done myself, but apparently we've got the same DNA.
Great.
So Chris, I'm embarrassed.
Bullshit.
I've said it for years.
Good, well, it's out here now. You're boring.
I think I've actually said sometimes I pick up languages really well because I'm just... Babadoo, 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 ba. So, Do you want to hear this one that I found a few weeks ago that I haven't brought myself to saying yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, let's cheer everyone up.
No, it's really grim. We'll see. It might not stay in, but we'll see.
Okay.
When my partner and I first came back from travelling, I moved down from Newcastle to be with him in London. Oh, just to clarify, this is the second story that this lady has sent.
Okay.
The first one's also very good, but we'll do that next week.
Ooh.
Because it involves poo, and we can't be having too much disgustingness. Okay.
Fair enough.
I moved down from Newcastle, cautioned, to be with him in London. We were living with his mum for a few months while we got back on our feet and found jobs. It was all brilliant.
Got you.
This was until me and my partner had sex one evening. Decent sex.
Decent brackets. Breasts.
Decent sex.
Decent breasts, decent
with
sex.
Decent breasts.
Great.
In brackets. This is important because bear in mind, I went through all of this for some bang average lay. No, right. It was good.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
Once we finished, I did the standard slip off to the loo and freshen up that we all do whilst he sorted himself out.
Got you.
Okay. He knocked on the bathroom door all sheepish and proceeded to tell me that the condom had slipped off. I thought, oh God, oh no. Turns out the condom was actually inside me. I tried to fish it out, but shockingly, the condom had managed to get stuck on my coil.
Oh my God, what's wrong with everyone?
I had to call my partner back in. So there I was, laying spread eagle on the bathroom floor, being fingered by my boyfriend as he slouched around trying to rip out a used condom.
God.
Still with no luck. Chris, it gets worse.
No.
Yep. After a good 10 minutes of panic, there was only one more option. I had to wrap a towel around myself, slink downstairs, and knock on my boyfriend's mom's bedroom door.
Oh!
I explained to her and her husband
Great.
What had happened and that I desperately needed help in getting to either the walk-in or A&E. To my horror, she said, "Let me have a go. And then we can decide what to do."
Shut the... No way. No way.
So we headed back to the top floor
bathroom. No, she said yes.
She rolled up her sleeves and said, "Pop your leg up on the sink." And as I did, she then crouched down on her knees, especially...
A mechanic.
Essentially, she was staring down the barrel of my vagina from the least flattering angle possible.
Goodness.
She then shoved her fingers up my vagina, swirled round, located the condom, and proceeded to yank it out with three hard tugs.
No!
I then heard a plop.
Nah.
This was the noise of a used condom filled with her son's semen falling on the tiled floor.
I can't.
She then stood up, washed her hands, nodded, and left me standing naked from the waist down with the condom culprit still on the floor, and we have never spoken about it since.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I told you it was bad.
Oh my God. That got... That started awful. And it got worse and worse and worse and worse. I think I'd buy a mother-in-law.
That I'd rather go to hospital.
I think I'd rather die. No word of a lie. If when we were first going out, if there was something that happened to us that could only be solved by your mum essentially wanking us off, I'd rather die.
No, it's not. It wasn't sexual.
Still a thing. Still there. That's awful. I'd rather die.
I think her mum works in the medical profession. Because there's no way you'd be like, right, come on.
Jesus.
She's either a vet.
Or a butcher.
Or a butcher.
We do this at Christmas all the time and we're getting turkeys and I take all the giblets out. Come here.
I know what I'm doing. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. We've got another special question this week. This week it is from, drum roll please, none other than Carl Hutchinson himself.
Oh, for God's sake.
The man himself.
Is it actually a question?
Yeah, it is actually a question because Carl is doing the Tyne Theatre in Newcastle. I've asked Carl to curate like a sort of a live at the Tyne Theatre night, which will be streamed to raise funds for the Tyne Theatre.
Cool.
It's Friday the 3rd of July at 8 p.m. Go on the Tyne Theatre's website. They'll have all the details there. Me and Carl will be doing a live chat and I think he's created a whole bill of comedy, loads of different stand-up comics. It should be great.
Oh, that'd be good fun.
And to raise. I mean, Time Theatre, I did both my specials at the Time Theatre. Mm. So, you know.
It's gorgeous theater.
Yeah, yeah, it's a brilliant place. So here's Carl's question.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. Now, as you know, we've just had Father's Day here in the UK. And my question to you this week is, what's the most pointless day? You know, obviously, your king of holidays is your Christmas, your Easter. But what's the one where if somebody goes, oh, it's such and such today, and you go, what's the point? Why have you even told us that? What's the matter with you? All right, stay safe. Bye.
Lovely question.
I don't know if it's a lovely question. I take massive issue with him lumping Easter in with Christmas there.
Did he put Easter and Christmas?
He went, your king of your holidays is your Christmas and your Easter.
Easter's not up there with king of holidays.
Carl. You're stupid, Carl. I'm not doing your gig anymore because you're stupid. I'll still do the gig.
I'd say the most pointless one is probably Trooping the Colour.
I guarantee you someone listening is raging now and we're going to get an email.
What is it?
Don't know. It won't go out my diary.
Comes up every year.
Yeah. Battle of the Boyne, Trooping the Colour.
Battle of the Boyne. Do you know, honestly, I'm not going to lie, when I first got an iPhone and the Battle of the Boyne, I thought I'd put it in drunk thinking, is this like Battle of the Bands? I did. I was like, is this it? Where am I going?
Jesus Christ.
Trooping the Colour.
It is one of my favourite things in the world to do is when someone asks if I can do something on a certain date. If I check my diary and it's Trooping the Colour, I say, no, I can't. It's Trooping the Colour that day.
Oh, I haven't got any signal. Hang on. I'm going to find what... We need to find out what it is because we take the piss out of it all every year.
Just Google it here. Trooping the Colour is a ceremony performed by regiments of the British and Commonwealth armies. It has been a tradition of the British infantry regiments since the 17th century, although its roots go back to much earlier. On the battlefield, the regiment's colours or flags were used as rallying points.
Okay, well, that makes it sound a lot more exciting.
The fuck's it in my diary for?
I don't know.
Why are Apple going, right, everyone in Britain? It's that thing if it's an American company, so they've probably looked through the dates and went, oh, that's probably quite
They'll
important.
Love that. Yeah. The British will love that. They'll be all over that.
Like, that must be their Independence Day. No, it's not. No one knows what it is. Get it
we're
off
like St. Patrick's Day, better than St. George's Day.
Yeah. We're like
love
that.
Christmas. Easter's gone really mental recently because everyone just loves to do Easter egg hunts for the kids because they're better parents than we are.
One-upmanship on Instagram is all Easter eggs is. I think the most pointless one, genuinely, bonfire night.
Yeah.
Shite. What's the point?
I know. Yeah, it is shite.
It's rubbish. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, if you've got a cat or a dog, they're going to be gutted for a week.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You got a baby, that's not getting to sleep.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to start doing them before then. We've talked about that before. Oh, it's November the 1st. Yeah, go on then, set them off now. Why?
Do you know I once found out how much a big fireworks display costs?
Right.
And it really upset us.
Upset you?
Just they're so expensive.
Is it upset you because you knew you'd never be able to afford to do one yourself?
Possibly.
Yeah.
So expensive.
How much?
Like... A big display,
yeah.
Like 1,000.
Really?
Yeah, are you kidding us?
What, like the one they do at New Year in London?
Oh, million. That'll be millions.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's quite nice, though. I mean, who...
Take a leaf fireworks. I've told you this
why
before.
Are we just awful? Why do people go and watch them? People go and stand out in the cold.
Leaf. I can take a leaf fireworks. Oh, come on, man. How old are you?
Why are we so miserable?
No, I've always had this. Yeah. Even at my happiest, fireworks can fuck off. Said this from day one. The loudness and annoyingness of them, the what they look like doesn't outweigh that enough.
Oh, see, I don't mind a firework.
Nah, like I've said before, unless they can do that big one that turns into a dragon off Lord of the Rings that Gandalf did, pack it in.
Mm.
Pack it in, you're wasting your time.
Should bring back Trooping the Colour instead.
Yeah, I bloody love Trooping the Colour. I can't believe you slacked that off.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Once again, thank you so, so much for listening to this week's Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
As always, guys, thank you so much. We bloody love you. If you want to get in touch, at shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Stay safe, stay sane, and see you next week.
I like that. Stay safe, stay sane. Mm. I need to remember that.
Yeah.
Stay sane.
Definitely. You're hard work to live with at the minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hard I'm work. Sorry. All right, then.
Hard work.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.